Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
It is 3 p.m. on February 17th, 2023. We broadcast on the unceded... We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 7 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, a commentary on the SFU athletics, and a feature on the SFU Red Leaps hockey, which play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. First up is By Twos, Metamorphose with Mahu Monkey, which will come up in a few seconds. Just bear with me with a minute. Yep, it should be on now. By Twos, Metamorphose with Mahu Monkey.
Thank you.
That was Mahu Monkey from Baitu's Metamorphose. Next up is John Cale's Mercy. Here is Legal Status of Ice featuring Fat White Family.
Does it come out?
I'd like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. Track and field teams competed in two events on February 10th, 2023. David Hemery Valentine Invitational, hosted by Boston University in Boston, Massachusetts, and Washington Husky Classic, hosted by University of Washington in Seattle, Washington. Jumps are in meters with times in minutes and seconds, which may be given in decimals. I will mention the qualifying and top 10 results for SFU. First, with the 2023 David Hemery Valentine Invitational, hosted by Boston University in Boston, Massachusetts. In women's 4,000-meter medley relay, the quartet of Kate Cameron, Maria Law LeClaire, Elizabeth Vanderput, and Megan Roxby clocked in at 11:41.23 for ninth. Now to Washington Husky Classic. In women's 400-meter dash, Claire Bosma ran 58.33 for seventh, while teammate Erica Bender sprinted 59.1 for ninth. Both basketball teams were also in action for, just a minute, please. The date might be wrong. Sorry, I thought both basketball teams were in action for February 10th, when in fact they were in action for February 11th. Women's bested the Western Oregon Wolves 75-69 at Physical Education Building in Monmouth, Oregon, while men's honored three seniors, Colton Northrop, Kemal Sonko, and Jamal Wright, pregame. The Red Leaps were trounced by the Alaska Fairbanks Nanook 75-58 at SFU's West Gym. Women's wrestling competed at Menlo Open in Atherton, California on February 12th. Four Red Leaps won their weight classes, which were in pounds. In 109, Maddie McKenzie and Gorok Nuri dominated, as both won three matches each for an all-SFU final, where McKenzie upended Nuri on a technical fall 10-0 to claim the 109 crown. In 116, Victoria Seal won all three matches, last of which was a 10-0 technical fall dominance over Marissa Ritchie of Vanguard to earn the 116 crown. Marquesas Heights won her first two matches, but fell to Ella Jaregi in the semifinals. However, Heinz won the next two matches by falls, last of which over Haley Narahara of Menmo to earn third in 123. In 136, Jay Trolin won all three matches, where she toppled Anya Rodriguez of Palomar College via a 10-0 technical fall in the finals to earn the 136 crown. In 170, Emily Q won all of her four bouts, where she dominated Niall Jernigan of Cerritos College 9-0 in the finals to earn the 170 crown. In 191, Ketcha Austin won her first match, but suffered a 5-0 loss to Tavia Heidelberg Tillerson of Menlo College. However, Austin recovered to win the next two bouts, last of which was a 6-4 win over Nila Fritz of Menlo to earn the second place in 191. Also on February 12th, the Red Leaves football started their Liftathon fundraising campaign, which goes until February 18th. Players perform three exercises: squat, trap bar deadlift, and bench press. Each player earns a score for each exercise, where the cumulative score gets to a final weight. You could either provide a one-time gift or pledge per pound, where you decide on the rate per pound. All donations to Liftathon will go to the SFU football program. On February 15th, Sophie Klassen, a senior in the Red Leaves women's basketball, qualified for the 2022-23 GNAC Women's Basketball All-American Team, presented by Barnes and Noble College, Klassen's fourth GNAC basketball all-academic honors in a row. She holds a 3.82 GPA on a 4.33 scale as a kinesiology major. Both basketball teams were in action on February 16th. Men's were shaded by the Central Washington Wildcats 77-75 at Nicholson Pavilion in Ellensburg, Washington, while women's fell to the Seattle Falcons 64-53 at SFU's West Gym, where the Black History Month was celebrated. The Red Leaves softball have two games on tap for today at the D2 Cactus Classic in Tucson Invitational Games in Tucson, Arizona. The Red Leaves were edged 4-3 by Mercyhurst University from Erie, Pennsylvania in Game 1. SFU is currently in action against Georgian Court University from New Jersey.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. St. Martin's is first at 13-2 conference, 21-4 overall. Montana State Billings is also 13-2 conference, but are second as they're 19-6 overall. Both St. Martin's and Montana State Billings have clinched berths in GNAC championships. Seattle Pacific is 3rd at 9-6 conference, 14-10 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 4th, 8-7 conference, 11-12 overall. Western Oregon, 5th, 7-8 conference, 10-12 overall. Western Washington, 6th, 7-9 conference, but are 14-12 overall. Alaska Anchorage is 7th at 6-9 conference, 12-12 overall. Alaska, 8th, 6-9 conference, 11-12 overall. Central Washington, 9th, 6-9 conference, 10-14 overall, and Simon Fraser is dead last at 1-15 conference, 6-20 overall.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced. And I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the current women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Washington is first at 14-2 conference, 20-3 overall. Montana State Buildings second, 13-2 conference, 22-4 overall. Central Washington third, 10-5 conference, 18-6 overall. These three teams clinched berth in GNAC championships. Seattle Pacific fourth, 8-7 conference, 13-10 overall. Alaska Anchorage 7-8 conference, 15-9 overall for fifth. Northwest Nazarene 7-8 conference, 11-12 overall for 6th. Simon Fraser, 7th, 7-9 conference, 9-11 overall for 7. Western Oregon, 8th, 5-10 conference, 11-12 overall. St. Martin's, 9th, 4-11 conference, 8-15 overall. And Alaska is last at 1-14 conference, 4-18 overall.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the current softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on the NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. St. Martin's first at 3-2, Western Washington second, 4 and 3. Western Oregon, third, 6 and 7. Simon Fraser, fourth, 2 and 4. Northwest Nazarene, fifth, 3 and 8. Montana State Billings, sixth, 2 and 5. And Central Washington is last at 1 and 4.
Computers, tablets, smartphones, even the smallest devices can have a huge environmental impact. The harmful materials used to make electronic devices can leak into our waterways and pollute the air we breathe. Throwing old technology in the trash could mean game over for the planet. When your old electronics die, don't just throw them away. Donate them for reuse or recycling. At Free Geek Vancouver, electronics are recycled as locally and as sustainably as possible. Free Geek provides job skills, training, internet access, and free or low-cost computers to the public. Donate your electronics to Free Geek to prevent e-waste from doing extra damage and help your old technology find its new home. To learn more about how you can level up your sustainability game, visit freegeekvancouver.org. That's freegeekvancouver.org.
Welcome to the second half of Episode 7 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, along with a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, which play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Camaro Noise, Racing to the Next Red Light, I Overheard Somebody Telling Me.